Rat Kiley stopped there, almost in mid-sentence, which drove Mitchell Sanders crazy. "What next?" he said. "Next? The girl. What happened to her?" Rat made a small, tired motion with his shoulders. "Hard to tell for sure. Maybe 3-4 days later, I got orders to report here to Alpha Company. Jumped the first chopper out. That's the last I ever seen of the place. Mary Ann, too." Mitchell Sanders stared at him. "You can't do that."
"Do what?"
"Jesus Christ! It's against the rules," Sanders said. "Against human nature. This elaborate story, you can't say, 'Hey, by the way, I don't know the ending.' I mean, you got certain obligations." Rat gave a quick smile. "Patience, man. Up to now, everything I told you is from personal experience. The exact truth. But there's a few other things I heard secondhand. Third hand, actually. From here on in, it gets to be, I don't know what the word is, speculation? Yeah, right." Rat looked off to the west, scanning the mountains, as if expecting something to appear on one of the high ridge lines. After a second, he shrugged. "Anyhow, maybe 2 months later, I ran into Eddie Diamond over in Bangkok. I was on R&R, just this fluke thing. And he told me stuff I can't vouch for with my own eyes. Even Eddie didn't really see it. He heard it from one of the greenies, so you gotta take this with a whole shaker full of salt." Once more, Rat searched the mountains. Then he sat back and closed his eyes. "You know," he said abruptly, "I loved her." "Say again?" "A lot. We all did, I guess. The way she looked. Mary Ann made you think about those girls back home, how clean and innocent they all are, how they'll never understand any of this, not in a billion years. Try to tell them about it, they'll just stare at you with those big round candy eyes. They won't understand zip. It's like trying to tell somebody what chocolate tastes like." Mitchell Sanders nodded. "Or shit. There it is. You got to taste it. And that's the thing with Mary Ann. She was there. She was up to her eyeballs in it. After the war, man, I promise you, you won't find nobody like her." Suddenly, Rat pushed up to his feet, moved a few steps away from us, then stopped and stood with his back turned. He was an emotional guy. "Got hooked, I guess," he said. "I loved her. So when I heard from Eddie about what happened, it almost made me... Like you say, it's pure speculation." "Go on," Mitchell Sanders said. "Finish up."